Now we're going to talk about games.
So after the morning passed, when after the families, I went to go minister to a gang that I knew, but there was a gang that I didn't know that was looking for me. So I went to the gang that I knew first. And they said, "Hey, Sonny, we're tired of being in the house, man. We're going to the park." And I said, "Okay, man, I'll follow you there." So we went to the park. And over by Commerce City. It's right on the edge by Aurora. And they said, "Hey, man, did you bring something to eat today?" I'm like, "Yeah, I have breakfast burritos. I have Dr. Pepper and some water and some Coke." They said, "Hey, man, I've been thinking about when Jesus prayed that prayer, 'Our Father which art in heaven.' He says, I've been trying to memorize that prayer, man." He says, "But I can't get it all. Like, I keep forgetting the words." I said, "How about if you just pray from your heart, man? Just whatever God shows you. Like, it doesn't have to be that prayer. Like, you can pray whatever you want in your heart. Like, just practice that." He goes, "Can I pray for the breakfast?" This is a leader, a gang leader. Like, "Yeah, man, you can pray for breakfast." He goes, and this is what he told his boys. "If you guys laugh at me after I pray, man, I'm just going to start shooting." So here they're talking about prayer for the proof and shooting at the same time, man. I couldn't stop it. I just started laughing. And he takes his two pistols out. So those guys better not laugh at him when he prays, man, because I didn't want to see any shooting.
Yeah.
He goes, "Here we go, Sonny." He goes, "I used to pray when I was a little boy for every meal at home. I've been thinking about what you said, man." He goes, "Here we go, man. I haven't prayed since I was a little boy." So he goes, "Dear Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the breakfast that Sonny brought to us. And I just pray that the burritos aren't too hot. And I pray that you protect us as we go out through the whole day, in Jesus' name." Oh, he goes, "And Lord, I thank you for Blue Mustang for providing all this food. In Jesus' name, amen." But when he was praying, I had my eyes closed. And then I started peeking to see what he was doing. And he had his pistols in both hands, you know. But he was looking at all the guys as he was praying, like, "Lord, don't let nobody laugh, nobody laugh." But after he said, "In Jesus' name, amen," that leader started crying. He hadn't prayed since he was a little boy. He ran away from home when he was 12. He didn't start his own gang till he was 16. He had been gone from home for 9.5 years.
Wow.
I just cried. When he was crying, he put his pistols away, and he goes, "Guys, after we eat breakfast, I'm gonna go home. I'm going back to my family. I'm not gonna do this anymore." Just by a simple prayer, God just shifted his heart and entered his heart, because he gave his heart to Jesus. But when his dad beat him up that Saturday night because his dad was drunk, that's when he ran away from home. But when he prayed, he hadn't prayed since he was a little boy, but when he prayed, God took over again in his heart. He realized who he was in Christ. He remembered how he gave his heart to Jesus when they gave the altar call. And then he remembered the song they sang when they gave the altar call. Amazing Grace, they started singing that. And he walked up to the front and gave his heart to Jesus. He started telling the guys all of that. Mm-hmm. He says, when Sonny read John 3:16 to us last week, man, that has stuck in my heart like nobody. And he goes, I'm done. You guys can stay being a gang if you want. I'm not going to force you to do anything. He goes, but I have forgotten how wonderful, beautiful God is. I'm going back home. But when I looked around, some of the boys were crying. I said, today's the day of salvation, because tomorrow's not, it's not promised, not even for me. Who wants their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Raise your hand. They all did. They put all their burritos away, and they all came, and they all lined up.
So they didn't even finish eating, huh?
They hadn't even finished eating.
Yeah.
And I went from the left to the right. I prayed with each one because I wanted it to be personal. Like, I wanted it to be special for each one. So as I prayed for all of them, they were just crying. When I got to the leader, all the other boys were already calling their parents. They were saying, I want to come home. I just gave my heart to Jesus. Then the leader said, Sonny, will you take a walk with me, man? Because I'm going to call my dad for the first time. I've talked to my mom.
Wow.
I've talked to my mom on her birthday and Christmas. But I haven't talked to my dad since I walked away from them. I cried, man. That was not talk to your dad for that long, you know? So then when he called his dad, the first thing his dad said is, are you okay? Are you all right? Are you hurt? He goes, no, Dad, I'm just calling to let you know that I'm asking for forgiveness for everything I told you when I walked away that day. And I'm sorry I said everything. If you don't want to forgive me, it's okay. But God will forgive me. And he goes, I'm the one that's supposed to be asking for forgiveness. He goes, a year after you left, I haven't stopped thinking about what could I have done different. But I haven't touched any liquor. It took a whole year, but I haven't touched any liquor for 8 years. I've been a Christian. I've given my heart to Jesus. Me and Mom we help at the church, and the mom is crying. You could hear her because it was on speakerphone. He goes, I just gave my heart, rededicated my heart to Jesus Christ. And they started crying, and he says, where are you at? And so he told them the part, and they came. But families started showing up, man. As the families were showing up, some of the families weren't Christian, but they gave their heart to Jesus. And it's like beautiful. And then pretty soon, there was over 100 and I think Samuel said there was 163 people there with, you know, their siblings and parents and stuff and grandparents. But as that was going on, the gang that I was going to go and see, they showed up. And I didn't know that gang. But I was going to take food to them. And they came over and they said, hey, man, we were told that there's a guy named Sonny that drives a big monster truck. That has to be you, man. I said, that's me. He goes, do you have anything to eat? I go, yeah. So I walked him over. And remember, all these families had just given their hearts to God. They're still crying. And some of them are leaving with their son. He says, what's going on here, man? I said, this whole gang just gave their hearts to Jesus. The second I said that, that leader said, I gave my heart to Jesus when I was 13, man. He goes, do I have to do it again? Because I walked away from God when my dad used to beat us all up. Like, I left God. I said, well, God has never left you, man. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You have made that choice, but he loves you. He will stick by you. he wants your heart, man. And he goes, is there such a thing about rededicating your heart to God? I go, yes, man. And looked over at his guys, and he just started crying. He goes, I'm tired of being a gangster. I'm tired of being watching my back all the time, see if somebody's going to shoot at us, or somebody's going to stab us or fight, or if we even going to have food for the next day. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of stealing, selling drugs for the cartels. Like, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. And some of the boys started crying. But when they saw the leader calling his parents, the boys, his boys, those 22 in that gang, they started calling their parents. Talking to them for the first time, for a long time. Like, Mom, I'm sorry I haven't called you, but I'm thinking of giving my heart to Jesus, but I'm not going to give my heart to God if Dad is still a drunk. Oh, no, your dad has given his heart to the Lord. When you ran away, it changed his life. He hasn't touched any liquor. And you heard one of his sisters go, he loves the Lord. He's a different guy. He's a whole new different dad. We have fun here, man. We missed you. We want you home. So then the leader, Marty, was from the other gang that just given their hearts to God. He came over. And he told Raphael, hey, man, how can I pray for you, man? Because I know how to pray now. Because I rededicated my heart to Jesus, man. And Raphael just started crying, man. It's like, and then Marty, they prayed for each other. He prayed for him, and he said, okay, man, I'm going to call my mom and dad. So when he called, man, let me tell you, you could just, because he hung up on him, and then he called him again, told him, I want to come home. I'm going to give my heart to Jesus, rededicate my life to the Lord. These boys, they've known the Lord, but they walked away because of what was happening at home. That's why they ran away. And they weren't going to go back to get beat up anymore, you know. So I had two gangs last week give their hearts to God.
When you said they hung up, now, did the gang leader hang up because he was scared?
Because he was scared.
Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It scared him. He goes, I got to go. So he just hung up. Like, Sonny, I just don't know what's happening to me. Like, God was just getting a hold of him. But his inside of him, he was just scaring him.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with my heart, man? It's like coming out of my chest. It's like, it's Jesus Christ knocking at your heart, man. You got to open it. After he gave his heart to the Lord, man, these guys cried and cried. It was beautiful to see.
So then he called back and dialed back. So
yeah, he called back and told his parents why he hung up, because he said that his heart felt like it was going to come out of him. And his mom said, that's the Holy Spirit. He was knocking at your heart, ready to have you open it up again. He said, Sonny just said that. And they said, who's Sonny? Well, he's a minister on the streets. We heard about him, and we heard that he had food for us, and that he would tell us about Jesus, but we were just wanting the food. And the dad goes, he gave you a different food that lasts for eternity. I'm like, wow, that was good. That was beautiful.
Was that hit then?
Yeah.